was about 16, just turned 16, I think. My family had lived up north. We were north of Awanui on a dairy farm, which was flat, sandy loam soil, very green. That went down to the Awanui River at the back. A beautiful place, beautiful grounds. And we had a runoff piece of land in a place called Sweetwater, and that was rolling hills. And we could see Kaitaia, you know, as a view. And whatever it was about the flat space that we were on, Mum had to, she just wanted a beautiful vista, and she wanted, it had to be proper, you know, bush. The reason for shifting, just a bit of background, is that my dad had had a double aneurysm and coping with, he was still alive, he was kind of a walking miracle, and but just coping on the farm. We went from dairy farming to beef. But any losses on the farm, he just couldn't cope. It was really sad. And so the saddest thing was that he couldn't finish in bringing the land up at Sweetwater. And I know I sound like I'm digressing a bit, but the background is that the land in Sweetwater was previously gum fields. And Dad would sometimes lose cattle in the great big holes left by the gum diggers because they weren't good at clearing up afterwards. And that's essentially his forebears, because his family came to New Zealand from former Yugoslavia for gum digging. Anyway, so we came to Greenhithe. I remember being in the car, driving around with real estate agents, looking for land. Eventually, we saw this piece of land on what was then called View Road, and it went along the top. So we went down in the village. It was along the top exactly 2 km, I think, from the turn off at Cut Hill, and it went down to Hellier's Estuary, looked across to Hobsonville and then to Waitakere's. And so Mum just loved it. The land had cattle through it, and so, but in the time my parents were there, of course, it was completely regenerated. But we were, anyway, it was a great time. A Lockwood house was built on the section, and we all sort of finished doing lots of stuff to it. You know, the inside varnishing, whatever it was, sealing and stuff. The land had belonged to a very old woman. I only met her a couple of times, Annie Redfern, and her nephew lived with her. His name was Bill Ching, and they were right at the front of what was then View Road. So, and also I remember in a house they gave us a picture of the first hut that was on the site. So it would have been well over 100 years old when we got there, little old, I don't know if it was wooden or a hut. That had been some sort of dwelling. Mm-hmm. And Bill Ching grew lovely gladioli, and he often came down on Christmas Day, and we'd get these nice big bunch of glads, which was really nice. So no, we just embraced it, really. And the next year I was at North Shore Teachers College. We didn't know about Greenhithe. There were no buses. There might have been one bus a day later. So I used to hitchhike. About sometime in that year, discovered that Ron Sylvester lived down the way, Kate's dad and Holly's dad and Toby's dad, lived down in Greenhithe, and I'd get a lift from the top of the road a little bit further along in either his old Jag or his more modern car. And that was great. He was great. So I saved for my own car, which brings me to another aspect of this area of Upper Harbour, by picking strawberries. 3 years of picking strawberries, and I got my first mini, a little blue thing, and loved her to bits, and she was my little saviour, really. So I'd meet up with my friend Annie Bell. She lived along the top part of what was then View Road. We'd walk up to Albany on the main road there, well before Albany, in the morning. I don't know, leaving home there at 4:30 or 5:30. Some of this was pre-daylight saving, and then daylight saving happened because you'd only pick till 12. I'll swear we were going tipsy by 12 o'clock because we'd sort of eat quite a bit. We'd just said, look, they must be fermenting. Anyway, so we'd finish work at 12. It was great. We'd walk up to Murray Jardines, had Cambridge strawberries. That's the only brand I remember. You were paid by what you picked per chip. We had quite a good time. It was quite hard work. But we had our afternoons off, you know, and we might go out or just do nothing much or swim in the pool. And it was amazing to be able to earn an income.
Do you remember what the pay was for a chip?
You know what, something, it's coming up 20 cents a chip in my mind.
And what would the car have cost?
$620, I think. Well, it was a 62 mini, so maybe, but I think it was 600, and it was English assembled 1962 mini. So for some reason, English assembly was really good. It was blue. For some reason, I had three monies in my life. It was just crazy.